The Lord is good all the time. I want us to turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 14. I just want to read one verse. John 14, verse 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And we know the Lord will add his own blessing to the reading of his holy, infallible, unchangeable word. This was a part of the Upper Room Discourse, which chapters 13 to 17 record in the Holy Bible. In chapter 13, before this, we have the Passover meal mentioned. We also have Jesus humbling himself so much that he washed the feet of his disciples. We also have a new commandment given to us. Jesus also foretells Peter's denial. All those things happened in chapter 13 as a build-up to what we are looking at this evening. This verse, I believe, is one of the most amazing verses in the whole Bible. There is so much depth in this one verse that I'm barely going to scratch the surface of it this evening. Now let us look at what Jesus says. He says, I am. I am. These are the words Yahweh used to Moses in Exodus 3. In Exodus 3, verse 14, God said unto Moses, I am that I am. God is telling Moses his name. His name, his powerful, powerful name, which is I am. It is the most powerful name on the planet. And would you believe that sometimes when our name, when somebody asks us our name, we actually say, I am Gary. We use God's name before our own sometimes. And that is the way it should always be. God should always come before me. Every human being on the planet should be able to say this. But many human beings out there are lost in sin and will never know the great I am. But thankfully, we do. But how thankful are we? Truly, how thankful are we to God for showing us that he is the great I am? If we turn to John 8, we have the words of Jesus here, don't we? Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. The Jews knew what he was saying to them. The Jews really knew what Jesus was signed to them. And that is why we have in verse 59, "Then took they up stones to cast at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by." Do you believe these things tonight? Do we believe that Jesus is the great I Am? Do we believe that Jesus is the one who spoke to Moses there at the burning bush? Do we believe this? If we are truly Christian, if we have got the Holy Spirit living within our hearts, we must believe this, because the Lord has shown himself to us. I am the way. Jesus tells us that he and he alone is the way. But the way to what? The way to what? Well, I believe, I know, if we look at Hebrews 10, Hebrews 10:19-22 give us full assurance of faith. Faith in the Holy One of Israel. John 10:19 "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus." There is a way into the holiest place of all. The holiest place of all. Because the veil was rent in twain. It was rent in two. When Jesus was crucified. That is how. That is the way into the holiest place of all. And Jesus has given us that way. "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water." That is what I want. That is what we all want. But we all have it. If we've come to the cross of Calvary and asked for forgiveness with a truly repentant heart, we have this. We have it. We have it because of the finished work of the Lord Jesus. If we look at Isaiah, Isaiah 35. Verses 8 and 9. "And the highway shall be there, and the way, and it shall be called the way of holiness." It is the way of holiness that we desire to walk in, isn't it? "The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men." Are we wayfaring men and women this evening? Have we entered the holiest place? Have we entered it? "Though fools shall not err therein, nor lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon, It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. Have we been redeemed this evening? Are we redeemed in the precious blood of Jesus? Are we? Has God given us that heart of faith? Has that heart of stone been removed within us? And have we got that heart of flesh that only God can give us? Only Yahweh can give us. Only Jesus can give us. Only the Holy Spirit can give us. These are the almighty truths of Almighty God. I want us to look back at Hebrews 9. Back into Hebrews. Hebrews 9, verse 12. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Jesus has gone before us, and we can now enter the holy place. He is the way into the Holy of Holies. That is our Lord. Are we walking in the way of the Lord? Are we walking in the way of holiness this evening? People around us won't be able to tell this, because we can fool people around us. God truly knows. Our Lord truly knows those that are his. Are we truly his this evening? We now come to the truth. If we look at John 1. John 1:17. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Grace and truth came by Jesus. That's a fantastic, wonderful verse. It's a beautiful verse because it talks of the grace of God coming into our hearts. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. That grace is truly amazing when it enters our hearts. The moment we give our lives to the Lord. It's amazing grace. And his truth is just as amazing. Because he never lied. He never deceived anybody in his life as he walked upon this planet just over 2,000 years ago. Jesus was truth itself. And if we look at John 18. John 18:37. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate saith unto him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews, and saith unto them, I find in him no fault at all. Pilate was one of the most vicious leaders that Rome placed in power. in Jerusalem. He was vicious. And for a man like that to find no fault in Jesus, for a man as vicious as Pilate was, when you read about some of the things that Pilate did, crucifying people for doing absolutely nothing, but he could not find no fault in Jesus. That is the testimony of our Lord. Pilate loved hurting and inflicting pain on people. But in the Lord Jesus, he could only see holiness, perfection. But he was never saved, was he? He never actually came to full salvation. We have in John 1, verse 14, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Have we beheld the glory of the one who is the truth? Have we beheld his truthful glory? Because all glory belongs to our Lord Jesus, all of it. But yet men, praise men. Football. I used to worship footballers. But once I gave my life to the Lord, I didn't want to do that again. And that was in July 1995. And I've not followed football since then. The Lord makes a change in your life because of his truth. And you don't want to walk in the way of the lies and the deceit and the sin that you once walked in. You begin to hate your sin when you give your life to the Lord. And yes, as human beings, we do sin at times, but there is mercy and there is forgiveness. With one who is the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Let us now look at the life. The life. John 1, verse 4. "In him was life," that's Jesus. "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." And the Word of God also tells us that Jesus is the light of God. He's the light of the Word. We also have in John 6, verse 35, "And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." The bread of life. Are we hungering this evening? What are the things we are hungering for? Are we hungering for spiritual things? The things of Almighty God. Are these the things we're hungering for? Because if we are true believers in the Lord Jesus, these are the things that we should be hungering for. These are the things that I should be hungering for. And I know I need to hunger for these things more and more. And that is my yearning this evening. That I hunger for the things of God. The things of God's Word. To learn of Him. I yearn for these things more and more in my life. We have in Revelation 22. Verse 17, and the Spirit and the Bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Have we drunk from the water of life? The water of life, this is what Jesus was talking about to the Samaritan woman. The water of life, and Jesus is that life. He is that water. And you know what the greatest thing of all is? We have to go out there and buy possessions, don't we? Food, water, material things. But this is a free gift. It's a free gift of salvation because of God's mercy, His infinite mercy. It's a free gift. And all we have to do is just believe, just accept. That's all we have to do. Nothing else. We cannot do anything. Nothing is good in the eyes of Almighty God. Nothing we do. But when His Holy Spirit comes into our hearts, it is then and then only that we can do good things. If we turn to John 14, verse 19, now I tell you before it come, that when it has come to pass, ye may believe that I am He. Do we believe the life of the Lord Jesus is sufficient to cleanse us from sin? Do we believe the life of our Lord Jesus is sufficient to take us into heaven? Do we believe the blood of the Lord Jesus is sufficient to cleanse us from all sin? All sin, secret sins and open sins, all sins. Jesus knows our every thought, every secret thought we've ever had. Jesus knows. But there's mercy and forgiveness with Jesus, isn't there? There's mercy and forgiveness, and that's why He came. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. No man. What does this mean? It can only mean one thing, that Jesus is the only way. Every other religion out there is false. Muhammad, Joseph Smith, they're in the graves. The bones are in the coffins. Jesus is risen from the dead. He's risen. He is risen. Do we believe this? If we look at Acts 4. Acts 4 verse 12, and when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Sorry, I'm wrong one. Chapter 3, that. I apologize. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus is that means of salvation. He's a free gift. The free gift of Almighty God. And all we have to do is believe. If we look at Ephesians 2, Ephesians 2, verse, when I get the page. Ephesians 2. Verse 19. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints, and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. We are a holy temple. We're a holy temple. Jesus is the chief cornerstone. And we are all stones fitted perfectly to make that temple. Oh, my friends, brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus. There's only one thing I can say now after all this. Jesus has given his all for you and I. He gave his life on the cross for you and I. His blood was shed for you and I so that we can be forgiven. I'm going to finish now. What is it that we are doing for Jesus? What is it that we are doing for Jesus? We need to think about this. Amen.